Let's take a look at sports this morning. We'll start with cross country from around the area last night. In action at the Southwest Valley Cross Country Meet on the boys' side, Red Oak, the team champs with 51 points. Shenandoah, the runner-up, 54. Clarinda had 78 for third. Southwest Iowa was fourth with 80 points. Individually, Adam Thompson of Southwest Iowa, the champ. Noah Jorgensen of Southwest Iowa, the runner-up. Nick Stanley of Shenandoah was third. Liam Eubank of Red Oak, fourth. And Tyler Halloran of Clarinda placing fifth. On the girls' side, Shenandoah Essex wins with 28 points. Red Oak with 58 was second, and Southwest Valley third with 89. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills, the individual champion, with Emma Lucas of Bedford placing second. Carly Manrose of Shenandoah Essex was third. Alexis Post of Riverside placing fourth. Chloe DeVries of Red Oak was fifth at that Southwest Valley meet. Also, Panorama hosting a cross-country meet last night. In boys' action, Nottoway Valley, the winners, with 43 points. Madrid, with 90 points, was your runner-up. Tri-Center placed third. Individually, Sean McDermott of Madrid, the champ. Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley was second. Also, his teammate Skyler Rawlings placing fifth. Justin Ambrose of Boyer Valley was sixth. Nottoway Valley's Joshua Bowdler placing seventh. Also locally, Cade Jensen of Audubon was 13th. Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley was 15th. And Ben Braheny placing 16th for Nottoway Valley. On the girls' side, Panorama wins the team title with 43 points. ACGC with 91 points, the runner-up. Tri-Center third with 96. Kate Crawford of ACGC wins the race last night, with Ella Waddle of Panorama placing second. Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center was third. Also around the region, Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning was sixth. Mallory Coons of Nottoway Valley, 12th. Sophia Brores of Nottoway Valley was 14th. Zoe Hasty of Cam was 17th. And Aaron Weber of Boyer Valley placing 19th in that meet last night. In high school volleyball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan Downing Atlantic three games in a row, 25-21, 25-15, and 25-17. Were those game scores. Kemper Catholic was a three-game sweep winner over St. Albert. Creston had to go the distance, winning 3-2 over Denison last night. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was Trainer sweeping three in a row from Audubon. Tri-Center took three straight from Missouri Valley. IKM Manning had to go the distance to beat Logan Magnolia, 3-2. Riverside downed Underwood, 3-1. In the Corner Conference, it was Stanton, a three-game sweep over Bedford. And Pride of Iowa Conference play saw Southwest Valley defeat Martinsdale St. Mary's, also in three straight last night in girls volleyball. Well, the Griswold Tigers got their ground game running full bore last week against Riverside, and they hope to carry that momentum into a tough challenge against Southwest Valley tonight. The Tigers had four players top the 100-yard mark on the ground last week. Griswold head coach Andy Everett said they were finally able to get their full line together for a game, and they played really well in that Week 3 win. Southwest Valley head coach Anthony Donahue knows that slowing down the run game is paramount against Griswold, and he told his team that the Tigers will be coming into the game with a lot of confidence after their performance last week.
They're going to come in confident anytime a team can score 70-some points versus another team. Now they have a lot of confidence in the amount of points they can score. So we've been preparing the same that we do every single week to get ready for these guys, but you know, we definitely want to put the emphasis on forcing them into third and longs and making them become a team they don't want to be.
The Timberwolves have been able to help keep some balance in their offense through a tough stretch of games to open the season, and Coach Donahue says it all starts up front.
It all starts with the offensive line, and we've done a great job giving Chance a clean pocket all year long and creating run lanes when there aren't really run lanes there. So we're going to continue to do what we do and try to stay balanced.
Senior quarterback Chance Cobb has thrown for four touchdowns and rushed for two more in the Timberwolves' 3-0 start. Griswold head coach Andy Everett thinks Southwest Valley is talented across the board, but had really high praise for Cobb.
Talented offensive line, tough defense. They've got really good receivers that have some decent speed, can catch the ball, and some good running backs. But that quarterback, you don't get run into a guy like that very often. I remember 10 years or so ago when we played against the Waters kid from St. Albert that ended up down at Kansas State. This kid reminds me of him quite a bit.
The Timberwolves have strong numbers in their program, and that allows them to platoon a few guys on either side of the ball to keep everyone fresh. Coach Everett says that'll make them a tough team as the season moves along, but more importantly, he thinks his line will need to make proper reads to give the Tiger offense a chance to have success against a tough Timberwolf defense.
Well, they have a nice defense, so we're going to have to get off the ball and move our feet and make some good line calls and get to the right line calls so we can get some holes opened up.
Well, that'll be our broadcast game tonight. We'll have coverage of the Tigers and the Timberwolves here on KJAN. Pre-game start time 6:30 tonight. Kickoff from Griswold is at 7 o'clock. Chris Parks, Mike Smith will have all of that action for you this evening here on the radio. The Atlantic Trojan football team is using the loss to Denison in Week 3 as a learning experience to prepare for their next game at home against Winterset. Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said they were obviously disappointed to lose the game, but they were pleased with the team's compete level. He said that it wasn't a lack of effort that cost the Trojans the game, and ultimately a game like that can be a valuable learning tool to clean up the details. The Trojans get their next opportunity to show that improvement tonight at the Trojan Bowl against Winterset. The Huskies are 2-1 on the season. They're coming off a nice win over ADM last week. Coach McDermott says the Winterset offense uses a lot of variety, which makes them tough to prepare for.
Just the multiple formations they use. They do, you know, a little bit similar to us, a lot of different formations, not as much motion, but they're going to go unbalanced line up front where they move a tackle to another side. And so that's, you know, puts a little pressure on our D-line just to get lined up correctly with our linebackers too. So that's going to be pretty critical.
Winterset quarterback Casey Kleemeyer has completed 63% of his passes for 481 yards and 3 touchdowns so far in the season. He's also rushed for 2 scores, and Coach McDermott said keeping him in the pocket will be a big key.
Kleemeyer not only is a good passer, it's his feet that gets him going. So he'll extend plays and then get the ball down the field, and their receivers do a nice job of not giving up when he's breaking the pocket. So our DNs have got to keep him contained. And, you know, our DBs got to stay in coverage. They can't give up here, you know, if on a busted play.
Offensively, Atlantic hopes that the line can continue to improve and give quarterback Jackson Eden time to be comfortable for throws throughout the game. Coach McDermott also said the run game will need to improve to have some success. The Trojans and Huskies meet up for a 7:30 kickoff tonight at the Trojan Bowl. You can catch that full interview with Coach McDermott, along with Chris Parks, on Trojan Preview at 4:45 this afternoon here on KJAN. In other college football news, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh appears to be growing impatient with questions about quarterback Wilton Spate. When asked a follow-up question about third-string QB Brandon Peters, Harbaugh shook his head and rolled his eyes. The 7th-ranked Wolverines do not appear to have a quarterback controversy because Harbaugh seems to believe that Spate gives them their best chance of winning, including on Saturday against Air Force. Falcons coach Troy Calhoun doesn't see a lot of weaknesses. Nebraska believes it can build off the second half of its loss to Oregon when Northern Illinois visits Lincoln. The Cornhuskers have given up more than 1,000 yards in their first 2 games, but they shut out the Ducks after halftime in a 42-35 loss last week. Northern Illinois will try to beat a Big Ten opponent for the 4th time in 5 games under coach Rod Carey. In an age when many college teams seek victory through the air, the Big Ten has found the surest route to be on the ground. The conference currently averages 4.66 yards per rush and features 7 running backs averaging more than 100 yards per game. 2 of the best are true freshmen, Big Ten rushing leader Jonathan Taylor of Wisconsin and Ohio State's J.K. Dobbins. The NCAA is moving toward reforming transfer rules. There's a lot of work to be done, and any drastic changes are likely a few years away. But change is coming, and guiding principles have been established by the university presidents that make up the NCAA Board of Directors. New transfer rules will be rooted in academics and could give higher-achieving students more freedom while limiting who might be less likely to graduate if they switch schools. In the NFL last night, Deshaun Watson, now 1-0, is an NFL starting quarterback. He had a 49-yard touchdown run and accounted for 192 total yards as the Houston Texans earned a 13-9 win at Cincinnati last night. In baseball, Luke Weaver allowed just an unearned run while tossing 2-hit ball over 6 innings in the Cardinals' 5-2 win over visiting Cincinnati yesterday. Also in the National League, Arizona beat Colorado 7-0. Philadelphia shut out Miami 10-0. Washington over Atlanta 5-2. Chicago beat New York 14-6. Baseball's longest winning streak in 101 years continues. The Indians extended their American League record winning streak, making it 22 straight with a 3-2 comeback win over the Royals. Newcomer Jay Bruce won it with a double in the bottom of the 10th inning a day after smacking a 3-run homer. Jose Ramirez led off the bottom of the 10th with his 50th double of the season before Bruce came through with his biggest hit since joining Cleveland from the Mets. The Royals were 1 strike from a 2-1 victory when Francisco Lindor lined an opposite field double off the wall and left, bringing home the tying run in the bottom of the 9th. Elsewhere in the American League, Chicago beat Detroit 17-7, Boston over Oakland 6-2, New York over Baltimore 13-5, Seattle beat Texas 10-4, Minnesota edging Toronto in 10 innings 3-2, Houston beat LA 5-2. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.